In today's episode, I'm delighted to be joined by Nikhil Kakra, a Salesforce UI expert and content creator at Salesforce Troop. Through the episode, Nikhil shares insight and tips for anyone looking to further enhance their Salesforce front-end development skills. He talks frameworks, LWC, LWR, OmniStudio, ChatGPT, and more. If you aren't already subscribed to Nikhil's YouTube channel, then I recommend you check it out by searching for Salesforce Troop. I hope you enjoy the episode. Nikhil, how are you?
Hey, Ben. I'm good. How are you?
Very well. Thank you for joining us.
My pleasure.
So I wanted to get you on the show. I see a lot of your content. I've heard many good things about you from a front-end Salesforce development perspective. So I'm really keen to delve into that world and find out a bit more about you and also the world of front-end. You've probably heard where I start in the past. I always like to look backwards and kind of understand what got you to this point in your career. So tell me a bit about your education and early career.
Yeah, so I completed my engineering degree in electronics and communication in 2013. And then after that, as such, I was not having any plan to like get into the job directly. I was just exploring the couple of options. But I just went to the market trying giving interviews with different domains, not specific to IT. I started with electronics, then moved to the electrical, and then comes to the IT. So there was no plan as such, but it's more like once I get the job, I'll get the real-time experience. That was my career plan, I would say.
Sure. So when you're doing an electrical engineering course, when you're studying, like how much do you kind of delve into the world of programming in that? Like, is that what you study as well, part of it?
Yes, there was a bit of programming in my electronics and communication course, but it was not like Java, that all the software development skills that you learn. It's more around somewhat electronics programming, like VSDL or integration programming, like not a core programming. Basic C I learned there, but no other language.
Okay. How did your IT career start?
In 2014, I joined Infosys. Back in Infosys, I got trained in programming like Java. After completing my training with Infosys, I was not good with programming, to be honest. I hate Java. That's why I never worked on Apex as well, I would say. So later on, in one of the projects, I got introduced to front-end development within Infosys. And there I got the interest to build some small tangible products like building my own note-taking app, building my own calculator app and sharing with my family and friends. And that excites me there. And then I stick to the front-end development for the rest of my career, I would say.
So how did you land in a Salesforce role?
Yeah, so back in 2019, when I joined Capgemini, I, as a senior technical consultant, they introduced me to the Salesforce first time. And there they hired me to work on a UI specific to the Salesforce. There I started working on Aura framework.
So at that point, was it clear to you that there was a career in Salesforce purely as a front-end dev rather than being like a full-stack Salesforce developer?
No, I was not aware because at the time I got hired, the intention was to get into, come with your JavaScript knowledge, utilize your JavaScript knowledge to build the data visualization within the Salesforce. I never heard Salesforce before 2019, to be honest. But at the time I get into the Salesforce world, I've seen the capabilities that Salesforce gives us. It's humongous. And like the career-wise, it's also a better growth. So I stick with Salesforce, I explore UI. I know a bit of backend, but most of the admin stuff I love to do, like flows or Omni Studios and all. And apart from that, the LWC and frontend.
So was there any ever, in that initial project, was there any ever pressure to or like expectation that you would do some Apex or that you would broaden from the front end?
I never worked on Apex ever in my all 9-10 projects. The expectation is very clear because I go as a specialized UI developer in most of the projects. There, my job is to know most of the admin stuff, like permission sets, your profiles and flows. Then other than that, I mostly work on the customized UI development using LWC and designing themes and designing systems for them based on the customer branding, basically.
With regards to things like governor limits and things like that, do you need to know them as a front-end dev?
No, you don't need to. It's good if you know that, because when you work with the flow and all, you should have some idea around it. But yeah, for a front-end development, you don't need to worry about it much.
I speak to some back-end developers or even full-stack developers that would say, you know, I can do some front-end, but it won't look great. You know, what is it that people struggle with front-end development?
Yeah, the most common challenges with the front-end development is to keep update yourself with the latest JavaScript frameworks and libraries that comes in every couple of months, right? In specific to Salesforce, we have LWC framework that is bit stable, but the challenges that we are facing most commonly are building a responsive web designing, which means like whatever the component you are building should work on mobile device, tablet device, or desktop devices. Other than that, we have a cross-browser problem, something like you are building something that works on Safari browser but not working on a Chrome. Other than that, we have accessibility issues. Like nowadays in Australia specifically, we are building an accessible, friendly application, and Salesforce done a fantastic job with their standard components, which comes out of the box, accessible, friendly. But when we do a custom development, we need to make sure that whatever you're building is accessible friendly. And that's where most commonly people struggle with, because our mindset as a UI developer is just to build something and achieve the target without knowing what's the performance, whether it's comply with the accessibility, whether it's responsive or not, whether you are writing a unit test cases and all. So these are the common challenges that people face in the front-end development.
Yeah, it's really interesting. You mentioned about like frameworks and keeping on top of them, because like, I guess when you're an Apex developer, there might be like new ways of doing things, but the Apex language has been around for a while, and Salesforce developers have had to kind of pick up JavaScript if they want to be a full stack developer. But how regularly are frameworks being updated, and how regularly do you need to learn something new as a front end developer?
In Salesforce, you don't need to worry much about the like learning the new framework, because Salesforce has their own framework that is LWC. So you just need to update yourself with the new features that comes in every release, right? But if you are interested in the whole as a front-end developer outside Salesforce domain as well, there you need, if you are learning React, right? It's based on the client requirement. Some client prefer to go with the React.js, some prefer to go with Vue.js. And based on that, we have a further framework like Next.js. There are so many Svelte.js. So if you are very actively searching for a job in a front-end development market, right, then you need to know at least fundamentals of all the frameworks, and you should be strong with your JavaScript, because framework comes on top of JavaScript, right? So
can you be a very good front-end developer, Salesforce front-end developer, only knowing LWC, or do you think you have to have some appreciations for the broader frameworks to be able to look at a problem and say, actually, we could solve this in a different way?
It's always good to have a knowledge of componental frameworks like React or Vue, which gives you an idea how to build independent small components, which can be reused here everywhere, right, in the places. But if you don't have an idea of any other framework and you start working on LWC, my recommendation is to start with vanilla JavaScript. You should make sure what are the best practices in the JavaScript, and then you learn LWC, you can master the LWC easily.
So I know you mentioned Aura a moment ago when you said your first project. So I remember back then there was some negativity around the, offering from Salesforce, and it was kind of a bit behind the times. A lot of people didn't like working with it. And I also, even thinking out loud, I know I spoke to one front-end developer who had been working in Salesforce, and I asked them if they were going to get the Salesforce JavaScript Certified Developer certification. And their response was, why would I want to be certified by a company that thought Aura was a good idea? So what was it that when you first came into the market and you were working with Aura, did it not put you off? And how, if we look at today with LWC, have they made leaps and bounds kind of catching up with the broader technology landscape from a front-end development perspective?
Yeah, the time I joined Capgemini and introduced to Aura framework, right, I didn't like it because you need to write a lot of code. It was not good in performance and all. And that time I initially thought whether I did the right decision or not. But that time my architect told me, like, just wait, something new is coming into the market called LWC. And that time I started looking into LWC when it was in the beta phase, right? That gives me the kick. Okay, now anyhow, we're going to move on. That was my first and the last Aura project, to be honest. And after that, I worked on LWC. In last couple of years, Salesforce has done a fantastic job in a front-end development space by introducing the LWC, because it built on the native browser that gives us the capability of like performance and like a speed, quick rendering of the website, and many more. So Salesforce is doing really good in the front-end space right now.
And if someone's watching this now, you mentioned obviously like becoming a really good JavaScript developer before you learn LWC and then you become a good LWC developer. But what are like the fundamentals of front-end development that if someone has never been a developer before, like what are the core pillars that they need to kind of focus on day one to day 120?
Yeah, for the front-end development, you need only three pillars initially. The first one is the HTML that help you to design the layout. Then you need a CSS to apply the styling on that layout. And then you need a JavaScript, that plain JavaScript without any framework that gives an action to your layout. So these fundamentals are much needed to start your career in front-end development. Once you are good with this, then you'll enhance your skill towards the responsive designing. After that, you move to the CSS frameworks, like we have SLDS library, right? Which gives us a power without writing a CSS, use the pre-written classes given by Salesforce to get a same look and feel of Salesforce, right? So you need to learn about that CSS framework. After that, go a little bit advanced with how to bring the accessibility within the code, learn accessibility, learn the debugging or Chrome developer tool to debug when you face an error. While building an application, right, you should know how to check the console, how to check whether the API call has been successful or not. So you should know the Chrome debugger tool. And at the end, you should go to the framework like LWC or React or Vue, whichever you want.
And how quickly have you seen people go from not being developers to good front-end developers on Salesforce in the past?
Because of ChatGPT, everyone is a good developer. Right. But I have seen many backend developers struggle not in building the layout, but they actually struggle with designing the layouts. So like a good look and feel with the styling, they struggle a lot. But designing or JavaScript, I haven't seen they struggle much because JavaScript is quite old and you get most of the stuff available on internet, Stack Overflow. The documentation is pretty good for MDN and all.
You mentioned ChatGPT, just to kind of dig into that a bit further, like how have you found that from a front-end development perspective? Do you feel there's a strong use case there for leaning on products like ChatGPT to make nice designed, nice front-end work?
Yes, so I really like ChatGPT, to be honest, because it makes my life a little bit easier because it gives you the skeleton code. It not give you the exact code. So if I say, okay, create a pop-up in LWC, it just give me the skeleton of the pop-up, right? Later on, I can apply the styling according to my customer branding, right? So it speed up my development process, but it not sometimes give you the correct code. But now Salesforce recommend us to use the Einstein 1 developer, which is pretty good because that connect with your org gives you the more accurate answers compared to ChatGPT in terms of specific to Salesforce.
And you, I've seen on your YouTube channel, you've been kind of digging in and doing some OmniStudio work. How have you found OmniStudio? And do you feel that that's going to be a problem for developers in terms of the ability to configure rather than code with OmniStudio? Or do you feel like you're still going to need devs to use the tool?
Well, OmniStudio is a pretty good tool. I really enjoyed working on OmniStudio because it comes with a low code feature that allow us to build the app easily, right? It not replace the developer, it reduce the workload of the developer. The best part about it, without knowing coding, a non-coder can develop a pixel perfect application. He can do a DML operation, he can call the API integration, anything that you can think of, you can easily do without coding with the drag and drop feature of OmniStudio, even the document generation. All the capabilities are there in OmniStudio, and I recommend everybody should know OmniStudio going forward. It will be beneficial.
But you're still going to need a dev. Where would you say you draw the line? At what point do you need to bring dev skills into that?
Yes. So when you need a customization around a specific use case, then you extend the existing standard components through the developer skills. Right. So sometimes the branding is specific to a customer, right? Suppose WorkSafe has some yellow color, right? So you need to set up those branding and maybe the spacing around the standard component, like input box, they might need a little bit bigger and more in the width. So for that sort of changes, you need a development skill. But if you just need a experience like Lightning CSS, then you can drag and drop. You get the exact look and feel with the just low code.
Do you think, like, if you think of your skill set and also some of the best front-end developers you've worked with, do they have a more kind of designer mindset than perhaps a back-end developer? Or are you just implementing a design that's been put in front of you?
No, we have a developer, like a design mindset mostly because we need to look into the customer experience as well. You should know the difference between like a radio button and a checkbox. once give you a capability to select one at a time, and checkbox give you a multi-selection option, right? So if you have that customer experience and the element knowledge, the HTML element knowledge, then definitely it will be beneficial as a front-end developer. And that's where the back-end developer struggles, right? They struggle to identify whether a combo box will be good or a checkbox will be good in this situation. And that's where the customer experience comes into picture, right? And the designing knowledge comes into picture.
And have you studied UX as well? Like, have you gone through courses and things like that to round out your skill set in that area?
No, I didn't study anything specific to UX, but my all knowledge comes from the UX developers only, because in most of the projects, we usually have a UX designer. I work closely with the UX designer because they need a knowledge around what all components is possible through Salesforce standard components, right? You can't pick up a component that's not easily, readily available within the standard components of Salesforce. And if we go with the custom designing, it might increase the time for building it, right? So we connect with the UX developer. Okay, these are the capabilities that comes out of the box with the Salesforce standard components. Let's design around it. Let's see if it makes sense. If it's very much necessary to build a custom, we'll go with custom. So I learned everything by closely working with the UX developers.
So I have a customer that have built their website in LWR. And that was the first, like a candidate said to me, oh, look, yeah, I'm really keen to interview them. I can see they've built their website in LWR. And I'd never heard of it before. I'd never heard of LWR. You know, we've discussed LWC, and we hear of that daily. But what is LWR, and where is it used?
Yeah, so it's LWR stands for Lightning Web Runtime. It's a framework of LWC. So it's, if you heard of React and Next, so React is a library that React.js, right? And on using that library, we have built a framework called Next.js that gives you the features to do the server-side rendering, client-side rendering. In Salesforce, we have two capabilities. One is to build a website outside the Salesforce, right? Where we use Lightning Web Component open source OSS, where we are using LWR as our base. The second thing is we have Experience Cloud LWR template, right? So when we talk about within Salesforce, Salesforce has built an app around LWR that we use as a container to build our application. So basically, Salesforce built this framework to give us the performance and extreme customizability. Initially, we were struggling with when we were going with the Aura template, right? Or any other template for Experience Cloud, we need to do the custom styling. It was taking a lot of time to do the custom styling to get a look and feel specific to the customer branding. But with LWR, you can use styling hooks, you can use the theming and everything. It's very easy. So that's where the LWR, and going forward, you will heard about it a lot.
So is it new?
It's new, yeah.
Okay, makes sense. So obviously, we've touched on what you need to be able to do to be a good front-end dev. But where do you think the real differentiators are, like from a good to a great front-end dev? And like, what are some of the cool things that you're doing now as a front-end dev that maybe some people might not be doing, might not know about?
Yeah, so in front-end development, like as a front-end developer in Salesforce, I'm working on building a component library, like reusable components, which are not readily available with the out-of-the-box Salesforce. Apart from that, we build a design system specific to the client need. Like if we have building a project for Google, Google has some specific design guidelines. So building Salesforce component with respect to that guideline, I'm working on that sort of piece. Then I'm working on that Omni Studio when you extend the Omni Studio capabilities. Other than that, you have a capabilities in Salesforce. Whatever you're building once, you can reuse in multiple places. In terms of outside Salesforce also, you can use the LWC component now because of the LWC open source framework that I just mentioned in the previous question, right? And other than that, you have a capability to use the Lightning out. You build one app, embed that app in the, any external websites. So these are the capabilities, or these are the things that I'm doing right now or exploring. I would say like Omni out is there. You build an Omni Studio step form and you just embed that step form in any other website easily using Omni out. So these are the things as a Salesforce developer I'm doing.
And do you think the need for Salesforce front-end devs is only going up?
Definitely, because nowadays every customer need a good-looking app, like specific to their branding, because branding is very important for their business, right? The logo gives some impression about their brand, right? The form, their look and feel, everything, and how smooth, how quickly you can complete their journey with the minimum step, right? So for that, they need a skilled UI developer or a front-end developer. So definitely the demand is going higher and higher. And even in Omni Studio, you should know the front-end development skill. So definitely an Omni Studio is going very quickly in the market.
Nice. So I guess that leads me on to where people can find some of your content, because I know you've got a lot of educational content out there that people can learn from. And if the market's only going one way, I think it's a great thing you're doing to help more people into the market. So where do you host that content?
I mostly post my content on YouTube. My channel is Salesforce Troop, where I usually cover the topics which are not easily available, like whatever newly introduced by Salesforce, and some topics which mostly people struggled with, right? So that kind of content. And I have my blog, which I haven't updated for a while, that is salesforcetroop.com. There I have explained about like how to build a small project that gives you the confidence in the LWC domain or in a front-end domain.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much. And just on that last point, like, do you think Trailhead is a good place still for people to be learning to be a good front-end dev, or do they need to go outside of that as well?
To start with, in LWC domain, definitely it's always recommend to go through the Trailhead, because once you go through the Trailhead and you complete that super batch, that gives you a real-time hand-on experience how to build end-to-end an application like a Car Hub application. I guess they have taught on the super batch, but don't limit yourself. Explore the other frameworks, explore the other styling libraries. That gives you an idea how different types of styling is going in the market, whether to go with the style components, whether to go with the Tailwind CSS. And there are so many styling libraries, all comes with some of the advantages one over other. So I would recommend always complete your Trailhead and then explore the other options as well.
Awesome. And finally, if someone wants to reach out and ask you any questions, is YouTube still the best place or is LinkedIn better?
LinkedIn would be better.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much. Pleasure speaking with you.
Thank you. Same here.